Satan and the Wicked Destroyed, December 17. Satan bound 1,000 years. Thou hast rebuked the heathen, thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. Now Satan prepares for a last mighty struggle for the supremacy. As the wicked dead are raised, and he sees the vast multitudes upon his side, his hopes revive, and he determines not to yield the great controversy. He represents himself to his deluded subjects as a redeemer, assuring them that his power has brought them forth from their graves. At last the order to advance is given, and the countless host moves on. The armies of Satan surround the city, and make ready for the onset. Fire comes down from God out of heaven. The earth is broken up. The weapons concealed in its depths are drawn forth. Devouring flames burst from every yawning chasm. The very rocks are on fire. The day has come that shall burn as an oven. The elements melt with fervent heat, the earth also, and the works that are therein are burned up. The earth's surface seems one molten mass, a vast, seething lake of fire. Satan and all who have joined him in rebellion will be cut off. Sin and sinners will perish, root and branch, Satan the root, and his followers the branches. They shall be as though they had not been. It will be seen that Satan's rebellion against God has resulted in ruin to himself, and to all that chose to become his subjects. He has represented that great good would result from transgression, but it will be seen that the wages of sin is death, an end will be made of sin, with all the woe and ruin that have resulted from it. Says the psalmist, "Thou hast destroyed the wicked, thou hast put out their name for ever and ever. O thou enemy, destructions are come to a perpetual end." He, Satan, had hoped to break up the plan of salvation, but it was laid too deep. He himself must finally die, and his kingdom be given to Jesus.